Well, on Tuesday, it was the Eureka Prizes. Sarah Castor-Perry was there.
Science was the star of the show at the 2009 Australian Museum Eureka Prizes, held on Tuesday, with scientists, journalists and schoolchildren rewarded for their outstanding contribution to such diverse areas of science as amphibian evolution, nanostructures and artificial hearts. The Eurekas celebrated their 20th anniversary this year, and in two decades have gone from a small handful of awards to the star-studded event of today, with 19 prizes being awarded, worth over $180,000. First up was the prize for early career species discovery, taken home this year by Dr. Conrad Hoskin for his work on the Litoria tree frog in the rainforests of northeast Queensland.
So I've been working for years now on the processes by which species form, and particularly on frogs in north Queensland. So up there I've been working on sort of the ways that diversity arises within species, so whether that's genetic diversity or diversity in body size or shape or mating call or anything like that, how that diversity arises and how that sort of diversity can then ultimately lead to species formation, this formation of new species. And then further from that is how you can then go about preserving that diversity that's out there and recognising it, how you define it into what is a species and what's variation within species and all that sort of thing.
But as well as discovering a new species in the hybrid zone, Dr. Hoskin was also involved in the rediscovery of the armoured mist frog, a species thought to have been extinct for several years. Has this given him a positive outlook for the future of amphibian conservation?
So the really exciting thing there is that this frog that we thought was missing for 17 years or more, there's a population just sitting there doing well, and this gives us hope that out there all these other frogs, many of them would have gone extinct, but you can only hope that in some little environmental areas out there that some of these species may have survived as little populations, and those little populations may be sort of gradually finding ways that they might be able to cope with chytrid fungus and any other sort of emerging problems. But it's definitely a tough time for frogs, and it's a very tough future for frogs there. There's also, I mean, we really have to recognise that there is a global frog decline and not just accept the fact that frogs, that we've really got to try research and find out exactly how we can deal with this kind of, it's a massive issue. It's sort of an extinction crisis at the moment that we're not seeing and we haven't seen before. It's really amazing.
Someone else concerned about the conservation of Australian wildlife is the winner of the much-coveted People's Choice Eureka Prize, Dr. Kathy Bellov from Sydney University. Her fight to save the Tassie Devil by looking at its genetics touched the hearts of people across Australia, desperate to save an iconic animal under serious threat from a devastating facial tumour disease. Unlike other cancers, this is infectious. The animals catch it from each other when they fight, through biting and scratching. And until now, no one knew why the cancer manages to spread this way.
So my research group looked at trying to understand how this disease was being spread, because essentially if you take cells from one animal and put them into another animal, the immune system of that animal should recognise that these cells are foreign and mount an immune response. Where in this case, this didn't happen, so the devils don't mount an immune response at all against the cancer. And we were able to show that the reason that this didn't happen is because of very low levels of genetic diversity in key immune genes in the devils. So the devils simply don't recognise the cancer cells as foreign because they're so similar to their own cells, and that's why they don't mount an immune response.
But there is hope. Some genetically different animals have been found in northwestern Tasmania that could be immune to the disease. Through captive breeding, they could form the start of a new disease-free population. So is Kathy optimistic about the future of the Tassie Devil?
Today I'm feeling very optimistic. I think with this much encouragement and support, we have to find a cure, and we will keep working till we find that cure.
So no pressure there, Kathy. Well, from biodiversity to biosensors, Professor Justin Gooding from University of New South Wales won this year's Eureka Prize for scientific research in the world of nanotechnology.
Nanotechnology does mean many different things to many different people. But to me, what it really means is you can think of making a device, making anything, so making a car. You have all these components you put together, you build up, and there are all sorts of different components. And for me, nanotechnology is making devices where those components, those different building blocks, are molecular size. So once upon a time, what we did was we just took a big thing and cut it down to make a small thing. Now what we do is take little molecular building blocks and build up a big thing. So it's molecular Lego.
And how does this fit in with the work that his group has been doing?
So what I work on is things called biosensors, and why they're so exciting is they can really change a lot of people's lives. What they do is they allow just the general public to do analyses that previously could only be done in labs. And so a classic example of that is a device that a diabetic uses, which is how they monitor their blood glucose. That is, in fact, a biosensor. And so what my research group does is we work on those sorts of devices and how you make that surface where the sensing actually happens. So you have a biological molecule on a surface and something in solution, say it's the glucose in blood, has to interact with that surface. How do you make that surface and how do you make it work better so you can make better and different types of biosensors?
So a biosensor is a device for testing for the presence of something in a sample. Glucose in blood, pesticides in water and so on, all designed and made at the nanoscale of individual molecules, making them more specific and more sensitive. This means they're easier to use out in the real world by diabetics, care workers or farmers, rather than just trained experts. Of course, it's not just established scientists that are honoured at the awards, but the budding science brains of the future. The Sleek Geeks Primary School Prize went to a group from St. Teresa Primary School in Mascot, Sydney, for their short film showing how the heart works. It's called Kiara's Gift, after their friend Kiara, who had to have a life-saving heart transplant last year. Emma Gale, one of the students involved, explains more.
We selected a group of students that are good with science and film to make it entertaining as well. And we had a lot of ideas about the human body, and then we narrowed it down because it was way too long to the heart. And then we had the idea of Kiara because of her heart transplant last year. And we thought that we could make people and children aware of what has happened with her heart and how other people, children and adults, can experience this situation.
And how about combining science and rap music? Well, that's exactly what Rohan and Jordan Fleming, or should I say Rojo and Jay Dizzle, of Central Coast Grammar School managed to do, explaining the physics of sound waves and how we hear, winning the secondary school's Sleek Geek Prize. And now, with this award in the bag, Jordan says there might be plans to expand their scientific and musical repertoire.
I think, you know, it's always going to be like that. I think we're always going to be explaining the world and everything around us through rap and other music as well. It's just going to continue forever, I think. Rock and roll.
So the prizes look forward to the future of science and the future of the planet. Happy 20th birthday, Eureka, and we look forward to next year's 21st birthday bash.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy 20th birthday, Eureka Prizes.
Happy birthday, Eureka.
Happy birthday, Eureka.
Sarah Castor-Perry with that nugget from the Eurekas. And I was delighted to see that Anna Maria Tallis and Simon Nasht picked up the prize for science reporting with a film that was born first as a science show special. It was called Kevin Bacon Cures Cancer, on all those 6 degrees of separation and connectedness.